This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. I'm your host, Charlie McDermott. Welcome to episode number 904 of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today we have good neighbor Shannon Kenya, her company, Axis Satellite and Home Theater. Shannon, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Charlie. Thanks for having us this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for all you do and your team there. And man, who doesn't like a good home theater? I mean,
I'm telling you, everybody should want one. I'm telling you.
And with this gorgeous weather, can you do that outside too? Like, can I get a gorgeous theater in my lanai or how does that work? Well,
absolutely. You know, as entertainment is becoming more prevalent in our residential homes, you know, especially after what we went through with COVID, you know, we really saw an influx of people wanting to make their home base more entertaining, more enjoyable. We have an entire line of products that's good for outside use, whether it be audio, you know, with outdoor speakers. We actually have a lot of pools we've recently done that we even put subwoofers around that we buried in the ground. We have a whole line of televisions that are made for outdoor use, right down to whether they're in full sun or if they're under partial shade. Just some really nice products that we're able to install to make the outdoor space just as entertaining as the indoor space.
Now, that is living. I absolutely love that. That's always been my dream. Coming from Pennsylvania, you know, to be able to watch the football game in November or December when it's freezing cold up in Philadelphia and just kind of sit there with a smile and hopefully my Eagles are winning while I'm outside watching a football game. How cool would that be? And now it's a reality.
Absolutely. We had a lot of calls come the Super Bowl season that said, hey, would you come out and set up an outdoor theater for me? Would you set up a projector and a screen for us? You know, something that we can use again sometime. Can you run audio outside for us? It was a really busy time for us. It always is around Super Bowl.
Wow, that's great. That's great. So we already gotten into your business, but I don't want to shortchange you. So Axis Satellite and Home Theater, fill our listeners in on what you do.
We, for years, and we've actually been in business for 20 years now. In the beginning, we started out with a plan to provide DirecTV and Dish Network to all of the residents that were not able to get a cable service via the local cable company, especially out in Northwest Cape, even down in South Naples. There just was not a cable system that reached that far 20 years ago. So we brought in the residential satellite product, you know, brought them the locals, started installing, and immediately recognized there was a huge desire to have entertainment in the home. And that was where we began to jump into home theater. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing that this entire time, as well as smart home automation, commercial automation. We do a lot of large scale video walls, not just in commercial buildings, but we've actually done a few video walls in homes now where, you know, you've got multiple TVs that can have multiple different sources, different pictures, or be blown up into one large picture. We've been doing this for the last 20 years. We found a really good market residentially to do so. And we also found a really great market commercially where we brought in the satellite product and that opened the door. But being able to integrate audio and video for bars and restaurants, great market in the fitness industry. We've traveled all over the country with fitness facilities such as UFIT Health Systems. We've been working with Orange Theory Fitness a little bit more this last year. We've tried to do some work with Crunch. You know, just going out and building the entertainment aspect of what their health clubs and fitness clubs have for all of their members. And we've had a really great time the last 20 years, really, you know, just seeing the world and getting to do that.
Wow. That's so awesome. We had a chain of health clubs in the Philadelphia market. And I'm not even sure if they're in business anymore, but it was Cardio Theater, which was a big thing. And, you know, they were just coming out and you had to duct tape the connections for your headphones onto the bikes or the treadmills. And then the next level was, wow, you actually had TV screens on your equipment and all that. Yeah. So I can't even imagine what you guys are doing
We actually built out a true cinema for one of our business partners. where they, you know, have a completely darkened room. It's got a massive, you know, 180-inch screen. We bring in a high-scale projector. It's completely dark in there except for some ambient lighting, backlighting. And they'll run movies all day long of different genres. And it's got a great, you know, we do a Dolby sound system. So it sounds like sitting in the movie theater. And you could get on a bike or a treadmill and run or ride for the entire, you know, time the movie's playing. And it is. It's like you're standing in a movie theater. Yeah. You're exercising in a movie theater. It's wonderful.
Wow. That's so, so cool. Now, you had mentioned before we started recording the episode that you're in the process of rebranding.
We are. You know, I find that as I mix my time up with marketing, meeting residents at home shows, or even with business colleagues out in the world of referral marketing, whatever, whenever somebody introduces me, they always say, oh, this is the Satellite Girl. And Axis Satellite, that's right. It's our name. It's what we started out being, but it's no longer who we are. It's just something that we do along with a massive platform of offering that we have with audio, video integration, automation. So as such, to get more of that knowledge out there into the market, we've decided to rebrand as Axis Connected Technologies. And the vision of that is that we like to connect people to technology to make their lives better, to make them safer, to make them simpler, and to make them easier, to make them more entertaining, and bringing all the components of what we do to the marketplace to do that. Just as you asked earlier, you know, about having a theater system outside, you know, we've been doing that forever. And people just don't know that we do it because it's not part of our name. And, you know, I always hear, if you're going to start a company, then make sure your name says what you do. So as such, we're changing our name so that people will know that we are a group of integrators that want to connect you to technology and just to make that technology as simple as possible for you.
Wow. And when does that kick in?
We actually have already started the process. We've recently done, you know, all the legalities of it. We've done the DBA and, you know, all the behind the scenes stuff. And over the next 3 months, you'll begin to see logo changes. Our website will begin to be tweaked. But definitely over the next 6 months, you know, I would think that by the time that we get to September, October, we'll be fully integrated into Axis Connected Technologies.
Terrific. So how about misconceptions, Shannon? What comes to mind? You know, probably a million of them, but maybe your top one that you can educate our listeners on.
I think it's a little bit about what I just said, that we just offer so much more to the marketplace. You know, for years we've said we've been your local hometown team. We've done a lot of radio marketing, and, you know, I hear people are like, oh man, you're the girl on the radio, you know. So they hear the satellite thing, but they don't really hear too much beyond that. So that's a huge misconception for us, for what we do. And the other piece of it too, is that, while we are an authorized retailer of DirecTV and Dish Network, not just residentially, but also we do it commercially, bars, restaurants, waiting areas. You know, if you own, a doctor's office or an oil change place, and you've got people that are sitting and waiting for you to call them back or for you to get done with whatever you're working on for them, bringing in a TV product, you know, on a TV, it will make that wait time perceived as being less. So we're out there that are, you know, and getting the name out there and knowing that people know that you can do that for your businesses through us with DirecTV or Dish Network, is a big deal and a misconception. People don't realize how viable it can be to your business to, you know, increase your customer, you know, enjoyability.
Yeah.
And we also, it's increasingly difficult with being just an authorized retailer. There's a lot of support that we can't always give to our customers and the families and businesses in Southwest Florida. And that's hard too. You know, if you're having issues with your billing or things such as that, we don't have any access to Dish Network or DirecTV systems to update that kind of information. But outside of that, with troubleshooting, you're always welcome to give us a call. We've got a great team here in our office in Fort Myers. You're not getting a call center. You know, you're getting the same voices answering the phone. And in fact, I answered the phone yesterday and I could see on my caller ID who it was. And when I picked the phone up, I greeted our customer by their first name. And the gentleman was like, oh my gosh, Shannon, I love it when you do that. And that's the hometown touch we want to give to something that is typically a 1-800 type service.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Switch gears. Let's talk about Shannon and fun. What are you doing for fun?
I actually coach a group of, I don't normally call them this, but senior softball ladies. Uh-huh. I coach a softball team that's traveled all over the country and has won a lot of really great championships. All of my, all the ladies on my team are 50 or over. And we have a really good time just getting together on the weekends, traveling, seeing the country, you know, really killing it on the softball field. And it's just been such a pleasure to get to stay active. Even as we're all aging, you know, of course we get bumps and bruises and aches and pains in the OMEs, but you know, come Sunday, we're moving a whole lot slower than we were moving Friday, but we seem to work it out by the next Thursday to start again on Friday. So, but I'm having a good time doing that.
That's so fun. So do you get to play too? Are you a player coach?
I don't play coach anymore. I just coach. And to be quite honest, you know, they say that those that can play and those that can't coach, I never would have been able to compete at the level that these ladies compete at. They are truly just amazing players. You know, most of the team, they competed through college. We've got one of our players that was in the Junior Olympics years ago, like 20 years ago. There was actually a women's baseball league that kind of revitalized. I got a couple of players that played on that. So it's been very interesting to get to watch these ladies do their thing. And, you know, I'm okay with the knowledge that I'm making a contribution. It's just not hit, run, score.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's great. Where are you off to next? Where's the next tournament?
We'll actually be in Jacksonville, Florida this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, well, good luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
So how about when it comes to hardship, life challenge, what comes to mind, Shannon, a period of time you were challenged, you got through it. Now looking back, you can say, because of that, I'm better for it. I'm stronger.
I think I could take the easy way out and say COVID or even Hurricane Ian, because it's been difficult for all of us. But the truth of the matter is, you know, at different times through life, I've experienced great loss personally or even professionally. It's just important that, you know, you keep your head up. And that's easier said than done, right? Like, oh, just keep your head up, you know, but it's a lot more than that. I actually do a lot of, writing and journaling and have been writing about my life and the things that I've gone through with loss or through difficult situations. And, there's a little piece of it that I do behind the scenes that I don't share with anybody, but I usually post every day on a social media platform as a way to encourage others that even when it seems as dark as it could possibly get, just don't stop. Don't give up for one more day. Just keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great, great advice. Wow. Mm-hmm. And for our listeners who want to find those posts, what's the best way for them to, you know, search or?
Sure. They can find me on Facebook under Shannon Kenya, and I post every day. And the title of my post is always The Journal. And right now, I think today was day 143. Okay. Of this year's segment. I started it 143 days ago by accident. Didn't really intend to. I saw a couple of pictures and I thought, wow, maybe that would speak to someone else. And I posted them. And I think on day 8, I wrote something about myself and someone said, that was really good. Would you do it again? And so then it was day 9 and day 10. And now we're at day 143. And I just, along the way, I found a renewed interest in the positivity of life and gratitude and joy. And I think that it's starting to spill out in other areas of my life, including in our professional life. It seems like so many things have been happening really positive for our company. And I think that a lot of that has to do when you start looking at your life with gratitude and joy and not focusing on how bad it really is, then you can find your way out of it.
Yeah. Life gives us what we focus on, right?
That's correct. That is absolutely correct.
Yeah. Good stuff. How about one thing you wish our listeners knew about your company? What would that be?
Can it just be one thing? There's so many things I wish they knew about our company. I think that I really just would like for the listeners to know that while we'll always be here to support their satellite needs, you know, when you're thinking of smart automation for your home, think of Access Connected Technologies. When you're thinking about surveillance cameras for your home, think about Access Connected Technologies. When you think about opening a business and you want to shorter perceived wait time, or you need some type of an entertainment factor with audio video integration, think of Access Connect connected technologies. And the one thing that we haven't talked about is that we're actually a licensed contractor with the state of Florida for low voltage. And people say, okay, Shannon, what's low voltage? Basically, it's that we're able to pull the structured cabling for any home or business for anything that is just below the 110, you know, threshold. Mm-hmm. That would be things like the coax that you see in the wall that make your TVs go, or the Ethernet cables that go in the wall and connect your computer or your laptop to your main server in your office, speaker wires, those types of things. Anything that connects the technology, just not the high powered electricity.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, my Lord, listeners who want to get in touch and want to learn more, you've covered so much. You might need to hire more folks to answer the phone there. But what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch?
They can always give us a call at 239-997-AXIS. That's 239-997-2947. As well as currently, our website is still pointed to www.axissatellite.com.
Well, terrific. Well, Shannon, it was a pleasure. Thanks for sharing and doing all that you do. And we wish you the best of luck with the rebranding, but more importantly, at the tournament this weekend in Jacksonville.
Great. Thanks, Charlie. It was really great to talk to you today.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local business to be featured on the show, go to goodneighborpodcast.com. That's goodneighborpodcast.com, or call us at 239-224-4105.